So let's start with today's topic of discussion, and that is dual nature of radiation and matter. So in many chapters we have already studied that various optical phenomena like reflection, refraction, interference, diffraction and polarization of light is present. Light is one of the most interesting topics for science, and light is electromagnetic radiation. And most of the phenomena mentioned have been explained considering that light is a wave. So we are also familiar with the wave nature of electromagnetic radiation, that is X-rays, gamma rays, infrared and ultraviolet radiation and microwaves, apart from the visible light. So electromagnetic radiation consists of mutually perpendicular oscillating electric and magnetic fields. These are mutually perpendicular, not perpendicular. And both being perpendicular to the direction in which the wave and energy are traveling. Because of this, we'll come across a spectrum of black body radiation, which cannot be explained using the wave nature of radiation. Such phenomena appear during the interaction of radiation with matter, and they need quantum physics to explain them. So the idea of quantization of energy was first proposed by Planck to explain the black body spectrum. So Planck proposed a model that says that energy is emitted in packets, and at higher frequencies the energy of a packet is large. Planck assumed that atoms have like tiny oscillators that emit electromagnetic radiation only in discrete packets. Here E equals NHV, where V is the frequency of the oscillator. So the emissions occur only on the oscillator, that too only when the oscillator makes a jump from one quantized level of energy to another of lower energy. This model of Planck turned out to be the basis of Einstein's theory to explain the observations of experiments on photoelectric effect, which we will study in the following section. So let's study the photoelectric effect. Heinrich Hertz discovered photoelectric emission in 1887 while he was working on the production of electromagnetic waves by spark discharge. He noticed that when ultraviolet light is incident on a metal electrode, a high voltage spark passes across the electrodes, and actually electrons were emitted from the metal surface. The surface which emits electrons when illuminated with appropriate radiation is known as a photosensitive surface. The phenomena of emission of electrons from a metal surface when radiation of appropriate frequency is incident on it is known as photoelectric effect. For metals like zinc, cadmium, magnesium, etc., ultraviolet radiation is necessary, while for alkali metals, even visible radiation is sufficient. They don't require much. So now let's see the experimental setup of photoelectric effect. A typical laboratory experimental setup for the photoelectric effect consists of an evacuated glass tube with a quartz window containing a photosensitive metal plate. The emitter E and another metal plate, that is the collector C, are present here. So the emitter and the collector are connected to a voltage source whose voltage can be changed to an ammeter to measure the current in the circuit. A potential difference of V as measured by the voltmeter is maintained between the emitter E and collector C. The emitter E is the cathode and collector C is the anode. Normally, C being at a positive potential with respect to the emitter, this potential difference can be varied, and C can even be at negative potential with respect to E. So when the anode potential V is positive, it accelerates the electron, and while when the anode potential V is negative, it retards the flow of electrons. So a source S of monochromatic light of sufficiently high frequency is used here. So light is made up of particles which are supposed to fall on the surface of the metal plate E, and electrons are ejected from the metal through this surface. These electrons, called photoelectrons, are collected at the collector C, and we know now that free electrons are available in the metal plate. They are emitted if sufficient energy is supplied to them to overcome the barrier that keeps them inside the metal. In the late 19th century, these facts were not known, and scientists working on photoelectric effect performed various experiments and noted down their observations. These observations are summarized below. We will try to analyze these observations and the explanation. So the observations from the experiments in photoelectric effect will be discussed in the further modules. Till then, Just stay tuned. We will bring up those sessions very, very soon.